Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News Network, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. On this episode, we have some interesting things to discuss, including a new Disney Christmas series that shows children holding a sign or signs that say, "We love you, Satan." Not a joke. Sure, they fixed it to Santa, but we know what they meant. And Biden's new special counsel is rife with conflicts of interest. It's going to be another Mueller. And I think that's the point. It's designed to bring us back to Trump and trusting him again after the vaccine issue and abandoning January 6th defendants lost him so many supporters. Pope Francis is anti-white, hurling racial slurs toward white Christian Russians. Couldn't have surprised me. It wasn't a big shock, really. And then Fauci, the Freemason mass murderer, was under a seven-hour deposition during which he could barely remember anything from the COVID era. Big surprise. All of this and much more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Here we go.
Do you love the aroma of a cup of delicious hot coffee to start your day? Nothing beats it. And with the Great Awakening Coffee, you'll be ready to meet your day with passion. Our specialty is waking people up. And as soon as you taste our coffee, you'll know why. Wake up feeling charged like George Washington with our smooth breakfast blend. Or maybe you're more of a Roosevelt and prefer our cowboy blend. Our Set It and Forget It program is a hassle-free coffee buying experience backed by our Patriot Promise. Meet your day with passion. TheGreatAwakeningCoffee.com. Link in description.
A senior Department of Energy official and gender-fluid, confused individual who was just arrested for committing felony theft is a nuclear expert, apparently, for the Biden administration. And it gets worse. He has also, in the past, defended underage gay prostitution website. That's right, child trafficking website, rentboy.com. I don't even want to know. Dr. Fauci, the Freemason Jewish murderer, was recently deposed in court, and it's pretty much what you would expect. He played Hillary Clinton and could not remember a damn thing. It was basically 7 hours of I don't remember. The false prophet, Pope Francis, Red Francis, recently incited racial intolerance against certain racial groups within Russia, a primarily white Christian nation. So even the Pope hates white people, a very large percentage of the higher levels of the Roman Catholic Church are crypto-Jews, by the way, hiding out. Just like the Pharisees who had Rome kill Jesus Christ, Yeshua. They dominated the religious life of the time. They were the religious leaders because they had infiltrated and perverted the faith. But really, they weren't even Hebrews. They were Jews. They were Canaanites pretending to be Hebrews. The Pharisees were a Canaanite political party, religious political party. You know, it never ceases to amaze me, at least, how much money some kids will pay to go to schools that will teach them utter ridiculous nonsense. Like the University of Cambridge, a prestigious university, the dean there claims that Jesus could have been transgender, and they're even parading around Jesus pictures that make him look feminine. We are entering the era of open persecution very soon in the Great Tribulation, I believe. And frankly, them blaspheming Jesus is not going to be the worst that we see. Yes, the deep state is going to set up another bread and circus show to go after President Trump so that he has our support again. Frankly, that's the only reason this is happening. They know we're not happy with Trump over his supporting the vaccine and ignoring the many, many, many millions of people who are dying around us, including children, and also pretty much ignoring the January 6th defendants as well, whom he, well, has abandoned. So the deep state is going to play a psyop to make us trust him again, to trust him more. They're going to set up another Mueller, and this time, the open conflicts of interest and connections to even George Soros are just ridiculously high. I mean, it's obviously going to be rigged, but then again, remember, we're being played. This is bread and circuses. Ultimately, Trump's not going to go to jail, and they're going to waste another year or two while millions of more people die. The Irish government has silenced freedom of speech. They have now criminalized hate speech, which is, of course, speech that Jews hate. So if you offend the Jews or someone in power in Ireland, you can face up to 5 years in prison. If you don't like drag queen story time, straight to jail. If you don't like grooming of children in the education system and the movies, straight to jail. If you don't like the creepy old man who's dressed up like a woman and has big fake boobs going to teach your school or just hanging out at the local playground near the little kids, straight to jail for you. And possibly even if that man wants to date your 5-year-old and you don't like the idea of it, well, maybe you're a bigot and straight to jail. Maybe they'll even give your kid to that guy, because slippery slopes are a thing. I remember it like yesterday. It was kind of really before my time, actually, but I've studied history. And at first, abortion started out as the slogan, safe, legal, and rare. Let's prevent all of those, you know, backyard or garage abortions that kill so many young women and all of the other propaganda. And now, these freaks are shouting their abortion and proud of it. That's the slippery slope. And it only took a generation. And 41% of small businesses can no longer pay their rent this month. That is by design. Jeff Bezos' Washington Post has described a play about pedophiles as, quote, brilliant, end quote. We didn't need Balenciaga or Epstein or Pizzagate or Voodoo Donuts, or James Alefantis, or the Clintons, Laura Silsby, Haiti, Tammy Lozzato, Evie's Crib. We didn't need any of that to prove that the elites are into pedophilia. Just follow the money. It's always the wealthy nations that engage in the demand side of the supply chain. Yeah, third world nations can get pretty bad, but you don't see the kind of organized industrial level, you know, human trafficking or organ trafficking that you find in wealthy nations, where it pays to hurt kids. The world's largest active volcano, Mauna Loa in Hawaii, has erupted for the first time in nearly 40 years. So far, it's small and contained at the peak, but beware. And Disney got busted in their new Christmas series for kids, showing a sign that says, "We love you, Satan." They fixed it. I mean, they changed it around to Santa. But we get the sense of humor of the elite, right? They did that on purpose. And furthermore, even worse than that, Christmas is about Satan. People give me flack for this, but Santa Claus is Nimrod. Go see my work, go see anyone's work on this topic, go compare the original depictions of Santa holding the reindeer or Nimrod holding the goat. Either way, it's the same stuff, the same pagan rituals about resurrecting Nimrod, including the Yule log ritual, including hanging up stuff on the tree, cutting down the tree, bowing in front of the tree for gifts. It all goes back to Nimrod, including mistletoe, which is witchcraft, you know, seducing women through a magical spell they have no power to resist, has nothing to do with the Bible, folks, has nothing to do with Christ. It is as Christian as Halloween. And remember, I'm not harping on people who keep Christmas, I'm encouraging people to maybe keep the feast days that are actually about Jesus instead. I mean, you give up 2 or 3 holidays, Christmas, Halloween, Easter, you get 7. Clothing designer Balenciaga has now been exposed for posting not only disturbing photos that were linked to satanic ritual, pedophilia, even pedovore and cannibalism and child mutilation type art and people. People like Lata Volkova, a stylist from Russia who is really strange in her own personal style preferences. She's been pictured with Kanye West. She's very well connected, very elite, prestigious. You know, that's how they consider themselves while they're up there eating babies and doing weird shit like this. And she has been one of the main stylists at Balenciaga since 2014. Her relationship, if you want to call it that, is with an accused pedophile, and more stuff is coming out as people look into this woman. It's bad. She's like another Rachel Chandler, the one pictured underage and then later also trafficking other women to figures like Bill Clinton and Jeffrey Epstein, pictured on Lolita Express. You know, Rachel Chandler was pretty popular, and she never faced justice. And if Ghislaine Maxwell is supposedly being, you know, thrown in prison and justice finally received for trafficking all those innocent children to someone, then what the hell happened to all of her customers? Why are they not in jail? You don't typically take down a big drug kingpin without also busting some of their customers. Protests are escalating in China. They're trying to stop the information from getting out. Chinese bots are flooding the place around Twitter and other social media websites with porn and other sorts of, you know, spyware links and, you know, phishing links and other problems that they're just trying to cause to distract people from this news. They don't want a full-blown revolution on their hands. I'm frankly surprised that the Chinese people have this much courage, but I hope it holds out. Luzerne County, Pennsylvania, refused to certify the November 8th election results. I hope that you have found this video to be of value, my friends. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news or theserapium.com, our esoteric archive built from the ground up. I mean, it was really kind of inspired by the Library of Alexandria when they burned it down and all of that information was lost. All that survived was the Serapium, the basement. And if you check it out, you'll find it is the best English language archive in the world, open to the public. A lot of hidden information connecting all of the deepest, darkest secrets of the deep state, history, theology. I mean, it is incredible, the information, so check it out. It's been kind of a labor of love. I hope everyone will enjoy it. A good place to start is theserapium.com/map. Remember, we are 100% listener supported and funded, so we count on you to help us keep continuing to spread this message, and we'll see you on the next one. Oh, and if you want to support us, if you want to donate or shop Patriot with our Patriot sponsors, Christian sponsors, like redpillliving.com, you can do so at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
From Goodyear, and I was a marshal at this last election, but prior to even having November 8th, when I went to training, as we were practicing on the tabulators, they didn't even work on that day. We were given different ballots, and as you scan the ballots, they're supposed to have a certain code on there, and none of them worked. I think maybe one out of how many tries we did, he kept saying, oh, it's supposed to give this code. So they didn't even work when we were training. On election day, few minutes after the first person comes up to get their scan their ballots, misread, 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 turn it over, misread. And that's how it happened for the whole entire day. We also had an incident where our scanners lost power. We didn't realize when they set them up, they didn't turn them on. They didn't have the power strip on. So 2 hours into it, our scanners went down. It took about 30 minutes for them to reboot. And so we were able to scan. I was able to keep people at the polling place because I told them, stay there. But I know, you know, with everything that you're hearing, all the testimony, I know what I'm saying is probably just going to be dropped into bin number 3 as I'm dropping the report this election report is going right into bid number three. You know, because the thing of it is, we are living in perilous times. This is a battle of good and evil. You can sit as lords over us. And I hope that anybody that's running for a position in politics would get it through their heads that when they're elected, they're not gods over us. They are elected as, and your servants to us, we the people. And there will come a day when you will sit before a higher judge. You will sit before a higher judge, and you will be held accountable for your role in what's been going on, for the deception and mocking God with calling evil good and good evil. Thank you.
And ma'am.